And now, Meet Millie, created by Frank Galen and starring Audrey Totter. Brought to you by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. And Beeman's Pepsin, tastes so good and aids digestion, too. And by Chesterfield, the only cigarette in America to give you premium quality in both regular and king size. Buy them either way you like them. Premium quality and much milder. Chesterfield's. Yes, it's time to say hello to Mama, played by Bea Benaderet, and Alfred, played by Marvin Kaplan. As once again transcribed, we meet Millie. Well, Millie Bronson and her Mama have the usual family of uncles, cousins, nephews, and nieces, whom they see only at funerals, weddings, and Thanksgiving dinners. But they have one relative whom they see more often. This is Cousin Tessie from Washington. Cousin Tessie is a very pleasant, cheerful girl with only one problem. She has reached an age that can't be mentioned in public, and she can't find a fellow. Every year about this time, Tessie's mother sends her to New York to see if a change of scenery will make Tessie look more attractive to the boys. And Millie and Mama set to work on the project with a desperation that gets deeper every year. As we join our friends now, we find them making plans in anticipation of Tessie's arrival.
Let's see, who else is single? Mr. Johnson the butcher, Mr. Walker, Mr. Harris.
We tried them last year. We introduced her to every single man in the neighborhood.
Yeah, no new bachelors have moved in since.
No. Are there any widowers who... Millie!
What?
That's it, widowers. That good-looking Mr. Marsh, the one whose wife had double pneumonia and streptococcus.
No, she's... she's all better.
That darn penicillin.
Mama, that's an awful thing to say.
Well, you know what I mean.
Listen, Mama, you know for a woman to be single in this day and age isn't such a tragedy anymore.
But Tessie, it is. She has no career, no hobby, no interest in business. All she's got is a big, loving heart and a moldy trousseau.
Oh, Mama.
I say, it's no laughing matter.
This is a shame. She has such a wonderful disposition when you get to know her. Tessie has a real inner beauty.
Yeah. She's the only girl in the world who'd look better inside out. I was thinking maybe we could try and...
Who's that?
Must be Alfred, the little poet with the big appetite. Come in.
Hello, Alfred.
Hello.
What's wrong?
I'm miserable. It's National Flower Week, and I can't think of a rhyme for nasturtium.
So why don't you rhyme something easy like daisy or rose?
That's the coward's way out. After all, I have to live with myself.
And believe me, that takes courage.
You hate me.
Come on, Alfred. Can't you take a joke anymore? Where's your sense of humor?
Forget your poetry for a minute. Live a little. Alfred.
Alfred. Millie, what's the matter with him?
I don't know. He looks like he went into a trance.
I'm scared. Alfred, speak to us.
Look, his eyes are lighting up.
Yeah, I think his lips moved.
I got it.
He got it.
Don't worry, Alfred. We'll call the doctor and you'll get rid of it.
That isn't what he means, Mama.
Oh, no, huh?
Listen to this. I love the little flowers, pansy, violet, and nasturtium. And I always pluck them gently, because if I'm rough, it hurts them.
Alfred, you're a genius. Now, what other poet in the world would have the nerve to do that to the English language?
Oh, you're in a class by yourself, Alfred.
I'll cut it out.
No, Alfred, it's the truth. You're a two-cylinder Ogden Nash.
I beg your pardon?
It's too bad Alfred can't help us with our problem, huh, Mama?
Oh, you mean Tessie?
Ah, is your cousin Tessie coming again?
Yeah. Alfred, have you got any eligible bachelor friends?
Any normal ones, that is.
I resent that on behalf of my friends.
Don't be so sensitive, Alfred. You'll have to admit that fella you got for Tessie last year was a little bit strange.
Freddie Farfel happens to be one of the best nightclub comedians and impressionists in Passaic, New Jersey.
Impressionist. Ha! I'm laughing. He was nothing but a jerk. I didn't mind when he put the pillow under his belt and did Sydney Greenstreet. And I didn't even care when he pushed it up to his chest and did Kirk Douglas. But when he shifted it around to the back and said, "Now for Sophie Tucker," that was too much.
That's the kind of material he has to do in nightclubs.
Stop wasting our time, Alpha. We're trying to find a normal fella for Tessie.
I'm miserable. I wish I was dead.
Alfred, look, here's 35 cents. Go buy yourself a corned beef sandwich.
Here, take it.
You can't cheer me up with mere money. My soul is not for sale for the price of a sandwich. Not for a paltry few cents am I to be influenced and controlled like a puppet on a string.
Okay. I'll put the money away.
I'll take it.
I thought so. Bye, Alfred.
See you later. You know, as Alfred gets older, I think he's getting worse instead of better.
Yeah, me too. I think it's the way he eats. As his stomach gets bigger, it's pushing his brain up against the top of his head.
Don't be silly.
Listen, what are we going to do about Tessie? We got to have a date for her tomorrow night or she'll be miserable.
Yeah. Millie, listen. Work on your boyfriend, Johnny. He's got a lot of friends.
Mama, the last time Tessie was here, she went through all of Johnny's friends like a bull through a china shop.
So what now? He's got new friends. Come on, honey. Work on him. After all, Tessie's your own flesh and blood. Although it's a crime the way hers is laid out.
Okay, I'll work on Johnny, but I don't like the idea. If I remind him that I have a relative that looks like Tessie, he might not want me to be the mother of his children.
Chiclet. Chiclet.
Taste the difference when you chew. Flavor on the outside, inside too.
Chiclet. Chiclet.
Time the difference by the clock. Flavor lingers, tick, tick, tock.
Chiclet, chiclet.
Count the difference, count 'em, cousin. Every box, an even dozen.
Chiclet, chiclet, chiclet.
Get the big nickel's worth. You can taste the difference, time the difference, count the difference. And whether you chew gum to keep your mouth fresh and clean, or just for the plain fun of chewing it, you'll be better off on every count with Chiclets. They're flavored on the outside, flavored on the inside. With Chiclets, you don't chew the flavor out, you chew the flavor in. That's why the goodness lingers on and on.
They're candy-coated.
Flavor-coated.
Pleasure-coated.
And more fun for your money. So get the big nickel's worth.
Chiclet, chiclet, chiclet.
Morning, Millie.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Boone Jr.
Oh, come on. Why so formal? The name is Johnny. And where's my good morning kiss?
Mr. Boone, your father...
Oh, don't be silly. I'm a man, not a little boy.
He'll hear you.
I'm getting a kiss from you right now.
No, Johnny, I promised your father. No.
Come here.
I said, no, go away. No, 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 Johnny.
Dad.
Mr. Boone.
Miss Bronson and I were just discussing what we'd have for lunch.
Discussing it? Looked to me as though you were having it.
That's a good one, Mr. Boone.
I suggest you both get to work and see what you can accomplish separately, if I make myself clear.
Darn it. At the third time this week, he's caught me kissing you.
Yeah, he sure is sneaky. But forget that for a minute, Johnny. I got to talk to you about something very important.
What's that?
Well, do you remember my cousin Tessie?
Tessie? No, I don't.
Oh, sure you do. Last year from Washington, we went out together a few times.
Oh, yes, yes. Was his name Tessie?
Very funny. I'm laughing like crazy.
You know, Millie, it isn't so much the way Tessie looks. It's her personality. She's so eager. She makes a man feel like 2 pounds of horse meat at a dog show.
She can't help that, poor thing. She's been trying to get a man for such a long time. She can't help being over-anxious.
I know, but if she could only learn to calm
down. Miss Brunson, will you get me the file on the burger account while I... Don't tell me you two are still gabbing.
Hey, it's my fault, Mr. Boone. I have a very serious problem, which I was just asking Johnny to help me with.
Problem? What kind of a problem?
Well, do you remember my cousin Tessie?
Tessie? Oh, yes. How is he?
I see that joke runs in the family.
I'm sorry, Miss Brunson.
Mr. Boone, Tessie got into town today, and I just have to get her a couple of days.
Why?
Well, she's lonely, and she wants to get married and have a family. She wants to have a normal life.
A girl who looks like your cousin Tessie should take up basket weaving.
That's very mean of you, Mr. Boone.
It's a tragedy, I tell you, the way mothers bring up their daughters. Instead of educating them, they train them like bloodhounds.
That's true, Dad. Very true.
Thank you, son.
It is not. Getting married is a woman's job in life. A woman doesn't start living until she gets married.
Yes, and for every woman who starts living, some poor man has to stop.
Ah! Oh, that's very good,
Dad.
Go ahead, enjoy yourselves. You two Neros fiddle around while my poor cousin Tessie burns. Mama?
Oh, it's you, honey. How'd you make out? You get a blind date for Tessie, did you, huh? Did you, huh?
No, I couldn't. Did she get here?
Yeah. She's in the bedroom unpacking. Johnny and his father wouldn't help her. She'll be heartbroken.
Mr. Boone says she should take up basket weaving.
Basket weaving, that terrible man.
How does she look any different from last year?
Well, yeah, she put on a couple of pounds.
Does it help?
Everything looks bigger, nothing looks better.
I see. How does she feel? Is she cheerful?
Ah, you know, Tessie, she manages to keep happy.
It's wonderful the way she never gives up hope of getting a man.
No, and she'll get one, too, I'm telling you. It's just nature. For every female, someplace, there has to be a male.
The whole trouble is everybody in the neighborhood knows Tessie and is seeing her.
That's right. What she needs is a brand new neighborhood without electric lights.
Oh, what's the use of talking? We gotta find a fella for her.
But where are we gonna do that?
There's Tessie now.
Oh, Cousin Millie, how are you, dear?
Tessie, gee, it's good to see you, honey.
Oh, it's good to see you, Millie. I've really missed you.
I've missed you too, Tessie.
Oh, you're looking more beautiful than ever.
I really missed you, Tessie.
How's that handsome boyfriend of yours, Johnny Boone?
Oh, he's fine. He sends his regards.
And how are all his cute boyfriends?
All he sends are his regards.
Tessie, how would you like if the three of us were to go to the movies tonight?
The three of us? You mean you didn't get me a date?
Oh, Tessie, honey, let me explain. Boys are only... I mean, you can get a date any time, but you and... Ever sure a romance isn't much, you know, if you...
Tessie, with your long fingers, you'd make a first-class basket weaver.
Basket weaver?
Tessie, what Mama means is that maybe you're passing up a chance to have a real wonderful career.
But I'm not ambitious. I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to scorch a mustache or two.
Take it from a woman who's been a widow for 15 years. Men aren't everything. Believe me when I tell you that I...
Come in.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Alfred.
Alfred, you remember Tessie, don't you?
Sure. How do you do, Tessie?
Oh, he's adorable. Just adorable.
I'm going home.
That wasn't very nice of Alfred.
You know, he's changed since last year. He's gotten so... Oh, I don't know. I could just eat him up.
Tessie, you mean you go for Alfred?
Do I go for him? Honey, these bumps on my skin aren't tea bags. He's a thrilling mess all.
Millie, you here?
Yeah, what do you think?
I think any port in a storm, and with Tessie, it's thunder and lightning.
Tessie, excuse us a minute. I want to talk to Mama.
Tessie, I'll stay here. Maybe he'll come back.
Come here, Mama.
Yeah.
Well?
Should we do it?
She likes him.
I knew she was desperate, but I had no idea she was frantic.
Trouble is, he doesn't like her.
Maybe we could talk him into it.
Maybe we could give him some money.
Maybe we could break his glasses.
Mama, don't be silly.
So what are we going to do?
We're going to get a hold of him and talk him into being nice to Tessie. If she can't get a man, Alfred is the next best thing.
Chesterfield gives you scientific facts in support of smoking. First such report ever published about any cigarette. A responsible consulting organization reports a study by a competent medical specialist and staff on the effects of smoking Chesterfields. For 6 months, a group of men and women smoked only Chesterfield, 10 to 40 a day, their normal amount. 45% of the group have smoked Chesterfields from 1 to 30 years for an average of 10 years each. At the beginning and end of the 6 months, each smoker was given a thorough examination, including x-rays and covering the sinuses, nose, ears, and throat. After the examinations, the medical specialist stated, quote, "It is my opinion that the ears, nose, throat, and accessory organs of all participating subjects examined by me were not adversely affected in the 6 months period by smoking the cigarettes provided," unquote. Of course, these cigarettes were Chesterfields. Remember this report and buy Chesterfields, either way you like them, regular or king size. Premium quality Chesterfield, and much milder.
What'd you want to talk to me about?
Take your time, Alfred. Have another sandwich.
Here. Let me fill your plate with spaghetti again.
You've been feeding me for an hour. You want something from me? Tell me what it is, or I'll go home.
Don't be silly, Alfred.
It's the furthest thing from our mind.
Deadly.
As soon as I can stand up, I'm going home.
Okay, Alfred, if that's the way you feel.
I'm going home.
We're going to ask a little favor of you.
But if that's the way you feel after all we've done for you.
Let you use this house like a restaurant, listening to all your poems.
Going your bail when you were caught in the park stealing nuts from the squirrels.
Well, I'm just no good. Don't say any more. I'm ashamed of myself. What was the favor?
Just forget it.
Go on about your business. Don't worry about us.
I'll kill myself. What's the favor?
Should we, Mama?
We'll give him a break. Alfred.
Yes?
We want you to take our cousin Tessie.
I'm going home.
Ingrate. Is that such a lot to ask, Alfred?
I should think an intelligent boy like you would be able to appreciate a fine girl like Tessie.
Would it hurt you to be nice to her?
Well, I might do it for you.
Wonderful.
But I'm warning you, my heart won't be in it.
It's okay, she'll have a good time with the rest of you.
Where's Tessie, Mama?
She'll be here any second. She's at the beauty parlor getting pretty for Alfred. She's got a permanent and a facial and everything.
Isn't that wonderful, Alfred? Just think how proud you'll be walking down the street with Tessie.
Please, I just stay.
Alfred's so cute. No wonder Tessie's crazy about him.
That must be her. Come in.
Bill, here I am. Did he get... Oh, there he is, the little darling. He's a fat little bundle of joy. That's what he is. I just want to... nothing, that's all.
Get back, back, I say.
Alfred, come down off the chair.
Tessie, control yourself.
Well, I'll try, but it won't be easy. Oh, he's so kissable. Look at him standing there, so cute and serious and intelligent looking and juicy.
You hate me.
Oh, I just have to kiss him. I have to, I tell you.
No, stop that.
Tessie.
Oh, not the end.
You grab that arm, Mama.
Yeah. Oh, let me go. I want to kiss him to pieces.
Tessie, whoa, girl, whoa.
Hold it.
Tessie, calm down, easy, Tessie.
That's it, that's dead.
Don't let go of her. Watch it.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, you silly thing, you. What's so terrible about a little kiss?
I'm just not that kind of a boy.
Oh, go on. You're just playing hard to get.
Alfred has always been a little bashful, Tessie.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, I think that's just charming. Oh, I adore bashful boys. It's a challenge to me. Tell me, Alfred, do you dance?
A little.
Oh, would you like me to show you a new dance step they're doing down in Washington?
Dance step?
Go ahead, Alfred. Let's see.
Yeah, go on.
Well, stand still, honey. We can't dance unless I take you in my arms.
Okay, but no tricks now.
Relax. Now, here's the dance step. The girl takes the fellow's hand like this and puts her arm around his waist like this.
One false move and I'm going home.
Alfred, relax.
That's it. And then the girl holds the fella like this, and she...
Yeah?
Go on, Tessie.
She takes him and she... Oh, I can't fight it. It's too much for me. I'll kill him to pieces.
Help! Help!
Tessie, down, girl.
Millie, grab her legs.
Help!
Hurry up, Millie. His voice is getting weaker. Hold on, Alfred. We'll break through to you in a second.
Come on, Tessie. That's it.
Yeah.
I haven't had an experience like that since my mother accidentally threw me into the washing machine.
No, Alfred, don't let that. Oh, darn it.
Tessie, that's no way to act with a boy.
Oh, I just couldn't help it. Oh, everything I do is wrong.
Tessie, dear, that isn't right.
I'll never get a fella. And if I have to be 29 for another year, I'll scream.
Don't take it that way, Tessie. Tessie, where are you going?
Tessie, come back.
I'm going after her.
No, honey. At a time like this, nobody can help her.
Poor Tessie. What time is it, Mama?
Almost 10 o'clock, and Tessie still hasn't budged out of the bedroom.
She must be crying her eyes out.
Ah, you blame her. For years, she's been trying to scrape up a boyfriend. And tonight, with Alfred, she's scraped the bottom of the barrel.
Yes, awful.
She'll just have to get along without a man. She'll have a career.
Yeah, she could be a teacher or a nurse. She's very strong.
Sure. If she were only a little more feminine, she could be a lady wrestler.
It's very sad. Who could that be? Come in.
Hello.
Alfred.
What are you doing here?
And what's the idea of the flowers?
Is Tessie in?
Alfred, you mean...
You came to see Tessie?
Yeah. Remember when she grabbed me and kissed me before?
Yeah.
Well, when I got home, I realized something.
What?
I liked it.
Oh, Alfred, you and your slow reaction.
Wonderful. Tessie!
Did you call me?
Tessie?
Look who's here. And with flowers for you.
Hello, Tessie.
Oh, look, he's blushing.
Tessie, say something already. Grab him. Do something.
Take me. I'm yours.
I'm not interested.
What? You're not Tessie. You're an imposter.
Tessie, darling, don't you love me?
I just decided to give up men.
I'll kill myself.
Tessie, look at him standing there. So sincere.
So anxious.
So cute.
I said I'm not interested.
I'm crushed and humiliated. I meet the girl in my dreams and she isn't interested in me. I'm going home.
Oh, wait, Alfred, not yet.
But you're not interested in men. Listen to the way you're talking.
I know. It feels so good for a change.
Just give me 2 more minutes of it, and then watch how fast I spring back to normal.
Tessie.
Millie, did you hear? Come on, Mama. Let's go see a psychiatrist. It's on me.
Saturday nights, you and your friends are invited to enjoy the listening on CBS Radio. There's music and song in the delightful style of the Vaughn Monroe Show, featuring the popular baritone band leader himself. There's Western Adventure on the Gene Autry Show, with music and song by the Melody Ranch Gang. The adventures of Tarzan, Lord of the Jungle, add their own atmosphere of excitement to the Saturday night listening on CBS Radio. There's Mystery Galore with Gangbusters and Broadway's My Beat. And don't forget, the full-hour Saturday night Steve Allen Show. 60 solid minutes of music and fun with Steve Allen and his studio gang. Celebrities drop in on every show. Steve roves about with portable mic and scares up lots of laughs. Don't forget, Saturday nights there's fun and excitement for one and all here on CBS Radio. Listen on most of these same stations for Vaughn Monroe, Gene Autry, Tarzan, Broadway's My Beat, Gangbusters, and the Steve Allen Show this Saturday and every Saturday at the Star's address.
Did you lock the front door, honey?
Yeah.
I hope Tessie doesn't lose her key.
I hope Alfred doesn't keep her out too late.
A girl like Tessie shouldn't miss her ugly sleep. Beauty! Beauty! Tessie, wherever you are, I apologize. Come to bed.
Mama, you think anything will happen with Tessie and Alfred?
It's possible. They make such a cute couple, don't they?
Yeah. They might have been made for each other, you know.
That's right. I'm very happy for Tessie. It's like a story.
Yeah. Just when she gets to the end of her rope, who should be hanging there but Alfred?
Good night, Millie.
Good night, Mama. Good night, everybody. See you next week.
Join us again next week for Meet Millie, brought to you by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. And Beeman's Pepsin tastes so good and aids digestion, too. And by Chesterfield, the only cigarette in America to give you premium quality in both regular and king size. King size Chesterfields contain tobaccos of better quality and higher price than any other king size cigarette. Heard on tonight's transcribed show were Rye Billsbury as Mr. Boone Jr., Earl Ross as Mr. Boone Sr., and Elvia Allman as Cousin Tessie. Music was composed and conducted by Tully Mahler. Meet Millie, starring Audrey Totter, was directed by Bill Manhoff, produced by Frank Galen, and written by Bill Manhoff and Joel Kane. This is Roy Rowan speaking. Tune in again for another comedy episode of Meet Millie next week at the same time. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for Junior Miss. It took CBS to do it. Yes, it took CBS, greatest name in home entertainment, to develop America's most advanced television receiver, the CBS Columbia TV set. See the new CBS Columbia TV sets at your dealer. Learn why engineered by CBS means top TV value.
It is now 8:30, WCBS AM and FM, New York.